我们一同给你祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上我们再次到你面前来的时候。
And once again this evening,
我们仍然仰望你自己的同在、陪伴和供应。
We continue to look for your presence, you being with us and your provision.
谢谢我们的主，因为你把你自己的话留下来，唯有叫我们看见你如何引领我们走属天的路。
We thank you, our Lord, that you have left your word so that we can see how you guiding us to walk this heavenly path.
主啊，我们仰望你，把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Lord, we look to you to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们从里面可以直接连到你的宝座上。
So that our hearts can be directly connected to your throne.
你在心思里所有的意念也可以毫无保留地传递到我们的身上。
And that all the thoughts in your heart can be delivered to us without hindrance.
主，仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
把你留下的话今天向我们再说一遍。
That you once again speak the words that you have left for us.
让我们不因着时间的过去而忽略了你。
That we
在属天的引领上面给我们的各种各样的引导和安排。
That we will not neglect all the heavenly guidance that you have given us just because of time.
仰望主。
We look to you, Lord.
晚上向我们再说话。
That you speak to it once again this evening.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
很快我们就把诗篇交通完了。
Very quickly, we will be finishing the fellowship on the Psalms.
上礼拜二交通完了以后，一个弟兄就问我一个问题。
Last Tuesday, after the sharing, a brother came and asked me this question.
他说，上礼拜我们所读的三篇诗篇都是说到我们要在神的面前称赞神。
And he said that the three psalms that we read last week, they all talk about that we need to praise God.
因为他永远是有慈爱。
Because his loving kindness is everlasting.
弟兄问我的问题是什么？
So what is the question the brother asked me?
他说这三篇里头都说到神的慈爱的时候，把神领以色列人出埃及，以及后来进迦南，并且在后来在迦南的地区里面，他把许多的他们称为敌人的人都杀了，那这个怎么叫做慈爱？
And so he said that when it mentions about God's loving kindness is everlasting, it talked about how God led the Israelites out of Egypt and into Canaan. And then also in the land of Canaan, God killed all the enemies of Egypt. So how can God be a God with loving kindness?
从文字上来看，的确是一个很矛盾的事情。
From the surface of the words, it seems like it's very contradictory.
但是我当时就是先告诉他，你忘了。我交通到这几篇的时候已经指出了一个问题。
And I told him that you have forgotten that when I was sharing on these three chapters, I have already pointed out an issue.
神永远的慈爱，永远是美善，他的对象只是向着属他的人。
That God's everlasting loving kindness, His everlasting love, they are only for those who belong to Him.
那我也许人就会再问了，那这怎么叫做神的慈爱？
Then maybe man would continue to ask, how can we call this God's loving kindness?
那我想，我们还要留意一件事情。
But I think we still need to pay attention to one more thing.
那是不是神所拣选的人？他们在神面前站的地位是什么？
those who are not chosen by God, what kind of standing do they have before God?
是抵挡神的人。
They are those who oppose God.
是阻挡神的永远的旨意执行的人。
They are the one who's hindering the execution of the eternal will of God. 而无论以色列
人在迦南地的时候也好。
Whether it's the Israelites in the land of Canaan.
或者在旷野行走的时候也好。
Or whether they are walking in the wilderness.
进到迦南地都好。
Or even after they enter into Canaan.
没有脱离这样的一个原则。
And it's still not departing from this principle.
神对抵挡神旨意去执行的，在神的眼中看来，他们不是站在神的一边。
And in God's eyes, those who oppose the carrying out of His will, they are not standing on God's side.
那既然不是站在神的一边，
so since they are not standing on God's side,
他站在哪里？
Where are they standing?
站在仇的神的对头那一面。
They are standing on the side of the adversary of God.
所以当我们读到三篇诗篇的时候，
so when we read those three songs, are not limited to those three songs.
你要特别要留意这一个。神说这些事情的时候，那一些有关的人，他们站在哪里？
So when we read these, we have to pay attention to when God mentions about His matters, who, these people, about these people, where are they standing?
那弟兄姊妹，你记得，如果不是站在神那一边，就是站在撒旦的那一边。
And brothers, remember this, if they're not standing on God's side, they are standing on God's enemy's side.
那我们就看到了神的慈爱不是对着抵挡他的人来安排的。
So we know that, then we know God's loving kindness is not for those who oppose Him.
那今天晚上我们这连又读三篇。
And this evening we will continue to share on three Psalms.
里面所说到的话正好就是回答刚才那一个问题。
So the words that are included here are the answers for that question.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次我们从神永远的旨意这个角度来看，整本的诗篇的时候呢，我们非常非常的注意到这一点。
And we thank the Lord. This time we are looking at the Psalms from the angle of God's eternal will.
我们从卷一一直现在到了卷四。
And starting from book two, now we are in book four.
我们看到神是一个阶层一个阶层的把人，从属灵的最低点一直带到底高。
And we can see that God is bringing men from the lowest level spiritually to the highest level.
尤其是我们刚刚交通完了。那个上行之诗
especially of the psalms of us, the songs of ascent that we finished sharing.
他们就是走到神的面前要侍奉敬拜神的时候
when they went before God to serve and worship Him.
他们一面走着耶路撒冷的石阶。
On one hand, they're walking on the steps in Jerusalem.
一面在上行的时候就唱那些诗。
And so as they go onward, they will sing these songs.
那些诗弟兄姊妹都很，现在应该很清楚了。And, 都是把我们的灵提高，提高，靠到与神面对面的。
And I think once this is all know it very well by now, it is to lift up our spirits and to lift it up to the presence of God.
那今晚上我们从137篇开始。
So this evening we'll begin with Psalm 137.
那弟兄姊妹你就留意了。133篇开始说什么呢？
And brothers, take note, what is it talking about beginning with Psalm 137?
我个人看上行之诗已经结束了。
And from my point of view, the songs of ascent have ended.
现在是那些唱着上行之诗的人，他们唱完诗以后，他们该怎么活？
And now is these are the people who were singing the songs of ascent. Now that they have sung the songs, how are they going to live?
活出他们上行的时候，上神所表达的那个心意。
And how did they live out the heart while they were singing the songs of ascent?
那么我们很有那个体会在那里。
And we have this understanding.
因为神一直在那里说神的慈爱永远长存永远长存
Because God kept saying that His loving kindness is everlasting.
137篇, 最末了, 弟兄姊妹, 你看, 先看那句话, 我们才回过头来, 从开始来看。
Now first look at the very last verse of Psalm 137, and then we'll go back to the beginning.
他说哪里的婴孩摔在磐石上的, 那人便为有福。
He says, how blessed will the one who seizes and dashes your little ones against the rock.
神是如果是永远是慈爱的,
if God has everlasting kindness,
怎么会让人做这样的事?
How could he have men do this?
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们留意到这里面所提到的事情, 接上以前那几篇, 然后就从 137篇里边, 看上去, 你就看到, 那一个里边的那个原因了。
If we connect this with the Psalms, the three Psalms before this, and then look at the reason here, then we'll find out what the reason is.
那么我们从130篇一开始, 你就知道,
and from Psalm 130 on,
写这一篇诗篇的人是谁? 不知道。
Psalm 137, we don't know who wrote this Psalm.
但是有一件事情我们可以肯定的,
but one thing we can be sure of,
这是从被掳的巴比伦去回来的人,
these are the ones who came back from captivity to Babylon.
是他们有那个经历,
so they had the experience.
他们把他们那个经历来现在发表在他们 要在讨神喜悦的这个路上走的时候要留意的是,
so they are expressing what they need to pay attention to when they try to walk on this path of pleasing God.
那么这些人在巴比伦被掳去巴比伦的时候, 他们学了什么功课?
While they are in captivity in Babylon, what did they learn?
弟兄姊妹都知道,
and brothers, we all
他们被掳去巴比伦是因为他们 完全离开了神的定义,
and they were taken captive to Babylon because they have departed from God's will,
而没有按照神的话来遵行,
and they did not obey God's words.
换一句话来说,
in other words,
他们把他们作为神的选民的这样的一个尊贵的地位, 站到抵挡神的人的那一个位置上,
that they have changed their position of being the select of God to standing on the enemy side.
所以他们就被掳到巴比伦去了。
So that's why they were carried to Babylon.
那么我个人也十分的相信,
and personally, I truly believe,
从他们被掳的历史, 再加上先知书里头几个被掳的先知,
and from their personal history and also the prophets in the prophetic book,
所发表出来的, 那些反应呢?
The responses that was expressed,
很起初,
in the very beginning,
我不相信他们中间有人懂得, 为什么我们会被掳到巴比伦?
And I don't believe in the beginning that any one of them knew why they were taken captive to Babylon.
他们好像觉得我们被掳到巴比伦是糊里糊涂的就这样就来了。
It seems like they had no idea why they were taken to Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要给但以理书开头的那几个少年人所发生的事情来怀疑 他们被掳的时候的光景,
and brothers do not have any doubt in terms of the conditions while they were in captivity. Do not be confused by the experiences of the young people in the book of Daniel.
但以理书上他们几个人可以说是137篇里头在巴比伦一阵子以后他们苏醒过来的。
The experience of those people in the book of Daniel is after they are taken into captivity.
弟兄姊妹你就会问了, 你怎么可以这样说呢?
After they revived, and then you might ask, why would you say this?
弟兄姊妹你记得, 如果我们读以西结书的时候, 读到有一个历史的事实,
but this is, you remember when we read the book of Ezekiel, we read about this historical fact.
神借着以西结说出一件事,
and through Ezekiel, God said this.
当犹大被掳以前,
before Judah was taken into captivity.
神说我找遍犹大，没有找到一个人为着不要被掳而仰望神。
God said that he sought through all Judah and could not find one person to stand in the gap in terms of this matter of taking captive to Babylon.
那可以说在犹大被掳以前，除了那很特别的那一两位替神说话的先知以外，的确你没办法找到有一个人在那里上神说，神啊，给我们恩典，让我们悔改。
And it's true that before Judah was taken into captivity, apart from a few prophets who spoke for God, there's no one who spoke to God and asked God to have grace on them and not to be, for them not to be taken into captivity.
所以等到他们被掳到巴比伦了。
So after they were carried to Babylon,
被掳的生活
and the life of captivity,
就让他们灵里面有一点苏醒。
And gave them a little bit of revival in the spirit.
那所以你留137篇一开始，我们曾在巴比伦河边坐下，一追想西安就哭了。
So in Psalm 137 verse 1 it says, By the river of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered.
那也就是说，在他们没有被掳以前，他们从来没不大想到西安。
Which is to say, before they were taken to captivity, they didn't really think about Zion.
也就是他们没有留意到神住在他们中间的那个事实。
Which is to say, they did not pay attention to the fact that God was dwelling among them.
他们就背着神而行走。
They turned back against God to live the lives.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
借着被掳的这一件事情。
Through the matter of captivity,
他们有点苏醒了。
They had a little bit of awakening.
怎么苏醒呢？
How were they awakened?
他们说，我们曾坐在巴比伦河边，坐下，一坐下西安就哭了。
They said, by the rivers of Babylon that we sat down and wept when we remember Zion.
为什么？
Why is that?
第一件事情的反应，他们现在我们愿意敬拜神，但是神和我们的中间那个间隔好像扩大了。
And the first thing is they realize they need to worship God, but when they want to worship God, it seems like the gap between God and them is enlarged.
我们被掳以前，神住在锡安，我们也是住在锡安。
Before we were taken to captivity, God dwells in Zion and we dwell in Zion.
现在我们被掳了。
So now that we are taken into
captivity, 我们离开锡安了。
And we left Zion.
我们离开神所在的地方了。
We left the place where God was.
你也许问他们说，那有什么好哭呢？
Maybe you ask them, what's the reason for you to cry?
当然，经过被掳的人，他们里面的感觉和我们从来没有经过困扰的人那个感觉一定是不会相同的。
But of course, those who have experienced captivity compared to us who have never encountered this kind of difficulty, we will have different feelings.
他们在被掳的时候经历过我们与神的交通断了。
While they were in captivity, they experienced that the fellowship with God
我们要侍奉神没机会了。
And that they had no opportunity to serve God.
我们要敬拜神没场所了。
And they had no place to worship God.
那当他们心思一转回到神面前去的时候
，And when their hearts are turned back to God，
啊，他们就想起了
，And they remember，
如果在西安
，If we were
我们在过节的时候也好
，And whether it's during the times of festival，
啊，如果我们在那里寻求主的时候也好
，Or whether we were seeking after the Lord，
虽然那个时候圣殿还没建造起来
，Even though the temple was not built at that time，、
他们被掳的时候建造，就是圣殿已经建造起来了。
While they were in captivity, the temple was already built。
那就是在他们以前圣殿还没建好的时候，他们还有个会幕。
And even before the temple was built, they still have the tabernacle。
啊，他们每年过节都到那里。
So every year during the festival,
那时大概他们没有上行之道唱。
They probably didn't have the songs of ascent.
但是他们总有侍奉敬拜神的诗。
But they had songs to worship and serve God.
这个唱出来。
So they could sing the songs.
但现在我们被掳了。
But now that we are in captivity,
不再有这个机会了。
We no longer have the opportunity.
我们要见神的面。神好像躲起来不给我们遇见了。
Even if we want to see God's face, it seems like God is hiding himself and not want to see us.
他们一回想到他们和神中间所经历过的一切蒙恩的事实。
So as they remember all the grace they have received from God,
他们就哭起来了。
Then they wept.
在哭的时候呢
and while they were weeping,
他们把以色列人很会弹琴的，应该一般来说，他们音乐是还不错的。
In general,
他说我就请把我的琴挂在柳树上。
In general, the Israelites are good with music, and they said they hung their harps on the tree.
挂在那里做什么呢？
Why did they hang their harps on the tree? Because they didn't want to play it.
为什么不要弹琴呢？
Why did they not want to play it?
弹什么琴？
What kind of song should we play?
我们和神中间已经好像给隔绝了，我们还谈什么情？
It seems like we have been cut off from God, so why should we play the
harp? 不但没有这样，还有更糟糕。
And not only this, it's even worse.
更糟糕的是什么呢？
What is even worse?
巴比伦人来要求我们。
The Babylonians came to ask us.
哎，唱个歌给我们听。
Sing a song for us.
哎，我们欢迎一下。
Entertain us.
你们的音乐很好。
Your music is very good.
啊，你们来唱唱歌，我们一同快乐快乐。
Sing some songs so we can be happy together.
还指明说。
They even specified.
你要唱的是什么歌呢？唱你们在西安里边所唱的歌。
What kind of songs is one of the songs of Zion?
弟兄姊妹们，这些话就把把那一些灵里面有一点点感觉的被掳的以色列人有了反应。
So now those Israelites who have some sense in the spirit, they have this reaction.
从文字上面来说
，and from the letters of the words,
你看到他们说，我情愿把那个琴挂在柳树上了。我们怎么能在外邦唱耶和华的歌？
They said that we would rather hang the harps on the trees. How can we sing the Lord's song in foreign land?
在西安，我们是唱耶和华的歌。我们在那里寻求神，我们在那里敬拜神，我们在那里侍奉神。
And they said that while we're in Zion, we sang the songs of the Lord because we are there to seek after the Lord to serve Him.
我们在那些日子我们非常的喜乐和平安。
We were full of joy and gladness.
现在我们是在被掳的地方。
Now we're in the land of captivity.
人家要我们说唱耶和华的歌。
And people ask us to sing a song of the Lord.
我怎么唱？
How can we sing?
我一唱出来的时候。
If we sing it.
我自己就责备自己了。
I would rebuke myself.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个感觉，在当时被掳的犹大人的心思里，不是，也还不是全部犹太人都是这样，只是当中很少数的被掳的人呢，开始有这个苏醒。
And this kind of feelings or this kind of awakening is only in the minority of those who are taken into captivity. It's not in all the people who are.
所以他们才有这样的。一个反应。
So that's why they have such response.
第三节你注意。
Verse 3.
第五节你注意。
Take a look at verse 5.
耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于上膛。
If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I don't remember you.
这个时候，他们才 有把握耶路撒冷是那样的尊贵。
Now they are sure that Jerusalem is so honorable.
西安是那样的在神面前蒙纪念。
And Zion is remembered by God.
但现在我们失去了这一些。
But now we have lost all these.
为什么我们会失去呢？
Why would we lose all these?
就是在137面前，我愿意弟兄姊妹，你透过他们心思上头的反应，而留意到他们体会到一件事。
And in Psalm 137, I hope that brothers and sisters will pay attention to the response. And
是他们平常从来没想过的。
And that is something they have never thought of.
现在在他们心思里头。
Now it's in their hearts.
他们有个很清楚的那个认定的事了。
And they have something that is very sure.
我们为什么会被掳到巴比伦？
Why are we taken captive into Babylon?
从他们被掳的初期表面上来看，他们就说神放弃了我们。
At the beginning of the captivity, they would say that God has forsaken us.
现在他们不敢这么想。
Now they dare not to think in such a way.
他们就把这个心思转过来了。
Now they turn this thought around.
他们非常清楚地看到。
And very clearly they saw.
我们被掳到巴比伦。
We were taken to Babylon.
是因为我们离开了我们在神面前该占的地位。
Was because we have left the position we had before God.
这个是你自己个人的损失。
This is your own loss.
但是他们当时的感觉就不只是这一个。
But that's not the only feeling they had.
他们除了说我们自己的愚昧造成我们被掳到巴比伦。
From thinking that is because of a foolishness that we're taken captive to Babylon.
但是更严肃的一个事实。
But more seriously.
是神的名。
It's the name of God.
因着我们的愚昧在巴比伦受了羞辱。
That the name of God because of a foolishness is being shamed in Babylon.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们能把当时被掳的人的那一份感觉能了解过来的时候，
If we can understand the feelings of the captives,
你才知道他们在那个时候的反应那么的深，那么的重，
then,
那个原因在哪里？
Then we'll understand the reason why they had such deep and heavy response.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在好像是说这个137篇被掳的犹大人。
Seems like we are talking about people of Judah who are taken into captivity.
但是这一个原则在我们今天读圣经的神的儿女来说有同样的一个光照在哪里。
But the principle for us, the children of God, we have the same enlightenment from this.
我们从以色列人，当然是包括犹大在内，他们在神面前所经过的，都是蒙福的事情。
And all the Israelites, including the people of Judah, they have been blessed by God.
他们有愚昧，神有管教。
When they are foolish, God would discipline them.
但是那些愚昧和管教都是比较上来说是没有太严重的，因为以色列人犹大人他们没有离开他们的地位，他们仍然维持着他们说是神一个选民。
But the discipline that the people of Judah received is not very serious because they did not depart from the position. They maintained the status of being God's chosen people.
但是等到他们被掳的时候呢？
But as they were taken into captivity,
他们连这一点都失去了。
They have also lost this part.
他们跟外邦人没有区别。
There's no difference between them and the Gentiles.
你回顾他们从前的事情，
If we looked back on the history,
你看得很清楚，就是说他们愿意在神的面前寻求祝福。
What you see clearly is that they're willing to seek after blessing from God.
但是从来没想到我要讨神的喜悦。
But they never thought that they needed to please God.
我要做神所喜悦的事。
That I need to do things that pleases God.
现在被掳到外邦去了。
Now they are taken to the foreign land.
他们完全失去了在耶路撒冷的时候的那一种喜乐、平安和满足。
And they have completely lost the joy, peace, and satisfaction, in Jerusalem.
而不仅是他们感觉。我们上神的名字受了羞辱。
It's not only that they felt that they have shamed God's name.
我们连神所做的都给人，因着我们的缘故，产生了极大的误会在那里。
And even God's work was greatly misunderstood because of them.
啊，所以他才有上面的，还有一句更痛心的话。他说：“我若不见了你，若不看。”耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于上层。
And that's why they say that may my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I don't remember you, if I don't exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy.
但是在那一段日子
，But during those days，
神的拯救没有显出来以前。
Before God manifested His deliverance,
就是在被掳的七十年没满足的时候，他们一直在停留在这样的一个后悔的里头。
That is before the 70 years of captivity has been fulfilled. They remained in this regret.
他们看到自己错了。
They saw that they were wrong.
他们看到神的名因着他们受了羞辱了。
They saw that because of them, God's name was shamed.
他们看到神在他们中间所做的事情被人全都误会了。
And they saw that what God had done was completely misunderstood by people because of them.
那因此他们的心思里面就起了这样的一个很深很深的转变。
So that's why there is such a deep change in the heart.
所以才有这样的一种心思的发表。
So that's why they have this kind of expression in their hearts.
那我不详细再说他了。
And I won't continue to go into detail.
那么怎么能掌握到当时写这一首诗歌的时候的那个背景。
But my sister, you are able to grab hold of the background of this hymn.
你就了解到了。
Then you understand.
为什么说神对他们永远是慈爱？
Why is that God said that he has his loving kind, everlasting
loving kindness? 因为七十年过后，神就把他们全体都带回来。
Because after 70 years, God brought all of them back.
不是全体，也是大部分的带回来。
It's a majority of them brought back.
少部分还留在巴比留在那个的波斯。
And a minority of them stay in Persia.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
这里面说到这样的事的时候
，When these things are mentioned。
你就注意到当时耶路撒冷的陷落。
At that time, the fall of Jerusalem.
除了以犹大人本身妄下罪到一个很深的地步这个事实以外。
Apart from the fact that the people of Judah, they have fallen, taken a great fall.
当耶路撒冷被攻打的时候。
When Jerusalem was besieged,
当犹大乐在那个极深的那个难处里的时候
，and when Judah has fallen into a great difficulty,
以东人就起来响应了，帮助巴比伦人来对付犹大。
The Edomites were helping the Babylonians to attack Judah.
所以在这里也把以东人。也记了一笔上去。
So that's why it makes mention of the sons of Edom here.
那就说出了当时犹大被掳的那件事情，是他们真的是一步路的，好像没有留下可以走的。
So it tells us that in terms of the matter of the captivity of Judah, it seems like they had no way out whatsoever.
那就是因着这样，当他们转回过来。
And because of this, as they turned back,
站回神的那一边的时候
，and they returned to God's side,
重新渴慕主给恩典，来让他们活出 他是神，他们是神的选民的时候。
And they long for God's grace so that they could once again live out their elect of God.
一个只求祝福而不求是神的神的心意成全的那种光景。
So they would no longer only seek after God's blessing, but not to seek after.
他们懂得现在我们要让神的名得高举。我们要让神的心意得满足。
And they also seek after God's pleasure. They know to seek after God's will to satisfy God.
所以他们就站在这样的一个地位上来写了137篇。
So this is the position they were standing on to write the psalm, write Psalm
137. 那现在你就看到一个结论在这里了。
So now you can see a conclusion.
神在求你将这仇，求你纪念这仇。将要被灭的巴比伦城啊，报复你，像你对待我们的那人变为有福。你晓得历史的背景就是这样。
So you can understand the background of these verses that how blessed are the ones who repay you, Babylon.
引出来的那个属灵的原则也是那么的清楚。
And the spiritual principle that was drawn out is so clear.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们，你非常。能了解这一点。
I think brothers and sisters, you can understand
this very well. 在旧约里边，以色列人进迦南也好。
In the Old Testament, whether it's the Israelites entering the land of Canaan.
今天神的教会在地上，为着天国的降临和新天新地的出现。这一个路上走的神的儿女也好。
And also the church, the children of God is walking on this path to wait for the kingdom and the new heaven, new earth.
我们很多时候是太注意，我们来到神的面前就是神了，你要给我恩典。
A lot of times our focus is that when we come before God, we ask God, you have to give me grace.
你少少给我一点恩典。
If you give me any less grace.
或者你没有让我感觉你是给我恩典。
Or if I don't feel that you are giving me grace.
你让我所遇到的各种各样的困扰，好像。前半部我们所看过的他们属灵的路怎么走过来
And God, you're giving me all kinds of hardship, just like the Israelites, the Psalms that we've read.
我们就非常容易落到被掳到巴比伦的那个结果里的
Then very easily we'll fall into the same ending of those who are taken to battle.
所以在137篇末了的时候
So in the end of Psalm 137
那个话是说得那么清楚
Those words are so clear.
神啊，对付你的人，我们也对付他，我们也与他为仇人。
God, those who hate you, we will be the enemies.
对付你仇敌的那些人。
And those who deal with your enemies.
也是我们觉得他们可咒诅的。
And we also consider them to be cursed.
就说出了，怎么说神是永远是慈爱，永远是怜悯。
Then it will bring up the question, why we say that God has the everlasting loving kindness?
你看对着巴比伦城的人，神好像就不见得有怜悯，也不见得有慈爱。
And for those who are in the Babylonians, it seems like God does not have any loving kindness and mercy toward them.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们清楚属灵征战的那个实际的光景，你就知道这里面那个你站在哪一个地位上。那一件事情是何等的严肃。
But brothers and sisters, if we understand spiritual battle, then we know how important it is to know where we are standing.
你又不能说神是不慈爱，神是不怜悯。
And you cannot say that God is without loving kindness, without mercy.
因为神做其他的事，在印证他不是。绝对是这样的。
Because from other things that God has done that proves He's not in it like this.
什么事呢
？And what are these things？
我插出去了，让弟兄姊妹你可以留意到。
I'll go off the topic a little bit so brothers and sisters can understand.
约拿书的那一个结论，你不是很清楚的看见了。
Yeah, isn't it very clear from the conclusion in the book of Jonah?
当神把约拿带到巴比带到尼尼微去的时候
When God brought Jonah to the city of Nineveh
一宣告神的动作
As he proclaimed God's work
约拿成那个尼尼微城的人就悔改了。
The people of the Nineveh, they all repented.
约拿心里就不大服气了。
And then in the heart of Jonah, he's not happy.
神啊，你让我那么辛苦的来到这里，然后我一宣告你，要过四十天就要叫这个地毁灭。
And God, you made me go through so much trouble to come here to proclaim.
现在你改变了心意，不叫他们毁灭了。
You proclaim that they will be destroyed in 40 days. Now you change your heart.
那你要我跑那么老远的路来干什么
？So why are you asking me to go through such long journey?
弟兄姊妹们，你记得约翰神对约拿说了什么话
？Francis, do you remember the words that God spoke to Jonah?
他说，你不知道。尼尼微城里头不会讲话的婴孩有多少吗
？And he said that do you know how many babes are in the city of Nineveh who cannot speak？
那些牲畜和其他那些动物有多少吗
？And how many animals are in the city？
我岂能不顾念呢
？How can I not care for them？
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神对约拿所说出的话。不是在旧约的历史里边，犹太人的心思里头能接得过来的。
So these words that God spoke to Jonah is not something that the people of Judah could understand in their heart.
连我们在新约里头的神的人
，Even those who belong to God in the New Testament time，
也常会落到这样的一个线魔毛病里头。
And oftentimes we will fall into this shortcoming.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是我们必须要看到一件事。
But we have to see one thing.
神为什么没有按照他的公义严格来执行呢
？Why did God not work according to His righteousness and justice?
一个唯一的原因。
The only reason.
因为那些人悔改。
Because those people repented.
他们转变心意。
They turned their heart around.
他们转换地位。
And they have changed the position.
他们从抵挡神回，就转来站在神的一边。
From being against God, they have turned around to stand on God's side.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当然，这个是在新约里头才，你才能。看得到的那个属灵的事实。
And of course, this spiritual fact we can only see in the New Testament time.
一直到新天新地的时候，你才看到那个完整的事实。
And until the days of the new heaven and new earth, then we see the complete picture.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那137篇。
For Psalm 137.
是把以前那几篇。所发表出来的话语引起人心思上的难处，给了一个很简单的答案。
Psalm 137 gives a very simple answer to the problems that people had when they read the previous psalms.
那然后我们就留意到了人在神面前的转回，那个不仅仅说对事情上的转回，要紧的是他那个地位的转回神的那一边是很严肃的一件事。
So we can see the turning around of men in terms of the position is a very serious matter.
那然后你转到38篇。
Now we go to Psalm 138.
你就看到更进一步来说到我们那个地位的要站队的问题。
And one is one taking one step further to look at how we ought to stand in the correct position.
因为138篇。
Because in Psalm 138.
说到将来，当然我们有理由肯定，这个是说到以后国度显现的时候的事情。
We have reasons to believe this is mentioning about the matters after the kingdom is manifested.
那也就是他们在 唱上行之诗往上走的时候所带出在神的子民心思里头该有的那种心情。
And it also reflects on how when they are singing the songs of ascent, their heart they ought to have before God.
所以一开始你就看到一件事，我要一心称谢你。
So from the very beginning it says, I will give thanks with all my heart.
在诸神面前歌颂你。
I will sing praises to you before the gods.
先走过这一句。
Let's just look at this verse.
你不要给文字上带我们又走偏了。
Let's not be taking astray by the words.
神啊，你是可称颂的。
God, you deserve to be praised.
但是在你以外还有诸神，我们也向他是敬拜。
But besides you, there are other gods and we also praise them.
是不是这样？
Is it like this?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
因为不是在这里。
Because it's not here.
前两三次我们已经读过了，神也明明指出了。那些所谓诸神就是假神，是人的手里头造出来的。那个造的人和那个神都神这些假神和那个造他的人都一同要毁灭。
Because not only here, but in the previous songs already mentioned, these gods are false gods and made by man's hand, and these false gods and those who make them will be destroyed.
那换一句话来说，这一句话准确的那个意思说。神啊，你是超过一切假神的人。
So to put it very accurately, what this verse means is that God, you are beyond all false gods. Because those are all idols.
那都是假神。
Those are false gods.
那么因此，我要向你的圣殿下拜，为你的慈爱和成熟称赞你的名。回复饭上面那几张罗。说到神啊，你是永远的慈爱你是永远可纪念的。
So that's why I will bow down toward your holy temple, and I'll give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. This is an echo to the previous psalms.
为什么会有这样的一个体会呢？
Why would he have such understanding?
他说得很清楚。
And it's very clear here.
因为你使你的话。显为大，过于所应许的。
Because for you have magnified your word according to all your name.
弟兄姊妹，如果神对我们的应许都成就在我们身上的时候，那实在是一件大事。
Brothers and sisters, if all the promises of God are fulfilled in us, indeed is a great matter.
但是现在在这里。那个这个认识神的人，经历过神的人，发表一个属灵的事实。
But here, this person who knows God and who has experienced God, he is manifesting one spiritual matter.
神啊，你是不住的向我们说话。
God, you continue to speak to us.
你的话说出来。
When your words are spoken.
比你给我们的应许还要大。
Is they're even greater than the promises you have given us?
还要多。
And it's more than the promises you have given.
弟兄姊妹，这个话不得了了。
Brothers and sisters, these are tremendous words.
我们恐怕没有一个人数点过，神给我们有多少个应许。
I don't think any of us have counted how many promises God has given us.
事实上，你也没办法数得清楚。
In fact, you cannot count it.
因为神给我们的应许大的，我们会掌握得到；一些好像不是很大的。我们很容易就忘掉，就把它忽略掉。
Because the promises are given by God, the great ones, the big ones, maybe we can grab hold of.
但是现在这个
may have forgotten.
经历过巴比伦被掳回来的人
，But now these people who have experienced captivity to Babylon, now they return.
地位上在神面前一转变的时候，他就看到发觉了这里头。有一件非常严肃的属灵的事。
As their position is changed in God, they immediately found out something that's very serious.
神啊，你是值得敬拜的。
And they found out that God, you ought to be praised. You ought to be worshipped. We need to praise you.
不仅是因为你过去所做的事情，我们要称颂你。
And not only because what you have done in the past.
为着前面你要继续做下去的事情，我们。也是要称颂你。
But also for the things you would continue to do, we will praise you also.
特别是当你向我们说话的时候，我们发觉一件事情， 你所说的话比你给我们的应许还要多还要大。
Especially when you speak to us, we discover your words are even greater and more than the promises you have given us.
当然弟兄姊妹你记得这个是在旧约里头的人写的诗歌。
But verses, remember, this is written by someone in the Old Testament.
他们说领会神所给的神的话和 神所要做的事情没有我们今天在新约的人领会的那么深那么大。
And their understanding of God's words and His work, compared to us, is not as deep and great.
我们今天来数算神对我们说的话，你还一样就发觉神给我们这个应许少于神对我们说过的话。
And if we count today about God's promises, we find out His promises is not as many as His words.
我简单说一句，弟兄姊妹，你就很容易领会。
To put it simply, in simple terms, verses you
understand. 神，感谢你。
God, I thank you.
也是诗篇里头的话，不过是说出了新约里边的事。
And these are also words in the Psalms, but it tells of matters in the New Testament.
你会使我们光中见光。
That you cause us to see light in light.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神的话。
Brothers and sisters, these are God's words.
这是神没有说这个话是应许。
God did not say these words are promise.
神只是在那里说出，他要做一个事情。你能进到光里，你就更多的看见光。
But what God is saying that if you can enter into the light, you see more light.
你如果不进到光里，你根本就看不见光。
If you don't enter into light, and you cannot see light at all.
神是指出一个属灵的事实。
So God points out one spiritual fact.
但是这个不是神的应许。
But this is not a promise of God.
那弟兄姊妹，你是想，你可以领会得到了，神啊，你的话比你给我们的应许的还大。过于你所应许的。
So then, brothers, you understand that what it says for you have magnified your words above your name or according to all your name.
如果你留意那个小字，
if you look at the
那说得更
small print, it's even more clear.
因为你的话超越过你的名声。
It's in Chinese, it says your words is beyond your reputation or your name.
弟兄姊妹们。你如果能了会的这领会的这一点点，你就知道了。
Versus, if you can have a little bit of understanding of this, then you understand.
神的名字，如果你是认识神的话，你多多少少有相当高的体会在那里。
And for God's name, if you have some understanding.
但是。他在这里说，神的话比这个事情还要多。
But here it says that the God's words is beyond this.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在我们就要问。
Now we need to ask.
那这个人写诗歌写出这些话有什么意思？
What is the meaning of the psalmist writing these words?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那个意思就在哪里呢？
Where does this, the meaning lie?
他真正的认识神是我们的主。
He truly knows that God is our Lord.
他实在是我们的主。
He is indeed our Lord.
他不仅是负起我们一切的责任。
Not only does he take up all our responsibility.
也承担我们一切的困扰。
And he also carries all our hardships.
那这些事情在旧约的时候人要领会不太可能领会得很深切。
It is difficult for the people in the New Old Testament time to understand it deeply.
但现在我们在新约里边的人呢我们领会得到。
But today we who are in the New Testament time we can understand
it. 在旧约的时候
in the Old Testament time,
你跟以色列人说起你在神面前蒙恩最高到什么地步？
If you mention to the Israelites, what is the highest point of grace that you have received from God?
以色列人会很豪爽的对你说，他拣选我们做祭司的国度。
then the Israelites, without a doubt, they would say that he has made us a kingdom of priests.
弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
在新约里头你怎么看这件事?
How do you look at it from the New Testament point of view?
我们在国度里头, 所接受那一份, 比旧约的百姓, 做祭司的国度那个事实, 高一点, 还是低一点?
The portion that we
还是相等?
Received in the kingdom, is it more or less, or is it equal to the people in the Old Testament being the kingdom of priests?
当然不是小一点,
and of course, it's not less.
当然也不是相等,
and it's not equal.
肯定是多,
for sure, it's more.
那这是在旧约里面的人没能领会的过来,
this is not something the people in the Old Testament time
understand.
And why is that?
因为在新约里头你看到神的话里头给我们看到一件事,
because God's words cause us to understand one thing.
我们这些在新约里头蒙恩的人, 在将来与主面对面的时候, 主怎样, 我们就怎样,
because we who are in the New Testament time, in the future, when we see the Lord however he is, we will be also.
主作王, 我们也作王,
when the Lord reigns, we will reign also.
弟兄姊妹你说我们 你们不要说，哎呀，这样说把我们这些人捧得太高了吧。
And brothers, don't say that we are exalted too much by these words.
弟兄们，不是我们把我们捧得太高。
It's not that we're exalting ourselves.
是神的话叫我们看见，我们有这样的一个指望在那里。
But it is God's words that show us we have this hope.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么因此。 因此弟兄姊妹你就留意了,138篇,写诗歌的人写到这里的时候,就把那个话题转回一个很严肃的事实上去了。
So now, brothers and sisters, take note that we share to hear, we see the psalmist has turned the words into a very serious point.
神啊, 因为你是这样的一个神,
God, because you are such a God,
你说的话比你所应许的还要多,
that you have magnified your words about your name, about your name.
那因此你当我们在继续往前走的时候,
as we go forward,
你允许有难处, 有困扰, 临到我们,
you allowed difficulties and hardship coming to us,
但是你却肯定我们一定胜过那些难处和困扰,我们继续往前行。
But you have given us assurance that we will overcome this difficulty and hardship and walk forward.
因为你的话给我们看见,我们有一个指望,你必替我们抵挡一切的仇敌。
Because your words have given us this hope that you will for sure deal with the enemies for us.
更重要的那一件事,
and more importantly,
是在末了的那两句话,
it lies in the last two verses.
就是把上面的话归纳起来的。
They summarize the words ahead.
第八节,
Verse 8,
耶和华必成就成全关乎我的事, 耶和华你的慈爱永远长存, 求你不要离弃你手所造的。
The Lord will accomplish that what concerns me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the works of your hands. What does that mean?
什么意思?
What do they mean?
耶和华必成就 关乎我的事,什么意思?
The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. What does that mean?
你有什么事要神给你成就的?
What kind of things do you have that you need the Lord to accomplish for you?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
除非我们不往神的话里头接上去,
unless we don't connect with God's words,
你一接上去你就看见,这件事的确是大事。
Now once you connect with the words, and you realize it's a great thing. God will accomplish
what?
To what extent?
不是单单叫我们做一个属灵人,
not just to cause us to be a spiritual man.
也不单是叫我们做一个得胜者,
and not only for us to be overcomers.
比这两个更要大,
it's greater than even these two things.
为什么?
Why is that?
弟兄姊妹们, 你问一问你的来历在哪里?
And you have to ask, what's the reason?
如果你一追一寻到一摸到这一点
If you touch upon this point
我们什么话都不能说
Then we can't say anything
因为我们的出身不过是一堆尘土
Because we are just from dust
是神把我们造就出来加上他的灵进到我们的里边我们才成为我们这个自己
It is God who made us and he places spirit in us
that we become who we are 但是神不是只是要我们成为我们这个自己这个人神就满足
But God is not satisfied as we become who we are
神的定义是造我们这个人照着他的形象
But God's will is that we will be like him like his image
来带他执行权柄
And to execute his authority for him.
这个是神选召我们的那个目的。
And this is the purpose of God calling us.
弟兄姊妹们，当你看到这一点的时候，你已经是很不容易能从神给我们那个喜乐、满足那里出来。
Then as soon as we see just this one point that we cannot but to be overjoyed.
但是我特别想给和弟兄姊妹再加上一点 but, 你才觉得他的尊贵荣耀。
But I'd like to add something then brothers and see how glorious it is and how honorable it is.
刚才我们只是说到神造人的那个历史。
Earlier, I just mentioned about the history of God creating men.
但是当他在这里说到的一件事，必成全关乎我的事。
But here it says the Lord will accomplish what concerns
me. 这个关乎我的事是什么时候定规的呢
？So what is this matter that concerns me is determined?
不是在造人的时候。
It's not when God created men.
是在什么时候呢？
And then when is it?
在创立世界以前。
It's before the foundation of the world.
弟兄姊妹们，这是平常我们没太注意到他们中间的那个关系和忽略的事情。
And this is something we often neglect.
原来我们这些人被神，特别受到新约的人，在旧约的时候，他们已经谁给他们一个这样的启示的感觉，但是在对我们新约的人在。我们不能只是停留在那个启示的感觉里。
In the Old Testament time, this revelation is already given to men. But in the New Testament, we should not just stay in the stage of receiving revelation.
我们要像旧约的这些人，那样紧紧地抓住神啊！你要成全在我们身上所要做成的事。
But for us, we need to have a very good grasp.On God that we need to have a good grasp of that God would accomplish what concerns us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
138篇的诗篇结束在那一句话里。
That the words of Psalm 138 concludes here.
什么话呢？
And what are these words?
求你不要离弃你手所造的。
Do not forsake the works of your hands.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这就把上面所提到的那个整个的事情很清楚的摆在我们的眼前。
So, this lays out very clearly about the words that mentioned before.
神在我们身上，他要成全他在创世以前所定规的那一个旨意。
That God is to fulfill the eternal will of His. That
我们是要被带到这样的一个地步，才叫我们回到神的完全里。
That we need to be brought to this point so that we can return to the fullness of God.
那这是说到经过善行的人，他们里面的心思的一步一步的在那里增加。或是说提高
that is to say for those who have gone through the ascending in their hearts they will continue to be uplifted
但是一到了139篇
But as we go to someone to
就把我们带到更深的一个实际的里边去。
It brings us into a deeper reality.
那139篇文字上一点都不难读，不难了，不难去了解。
Psalm 139 in terms of the words, they are not hard to understand.
你读前边的那部分。
And if you read the first half,
你看到一个事实。
Then you see one thing.
只有我这个人在地上。
As long as I'm on earth.
说得严肃一点。
And to put it more seriously.
就是我还没有在地上。
Even before I am on
earth. 我在母腹里头的日子。
That when I'm still in my mother's womb.
甚至才在母腹以前的时间。
Oh, even before I was in my
mother's
womb. 有
请你注意一个这样的一件事。
Verses take note of one thing.
第一节就这样说了。
Verse one it says.
耶和华呀，你已经鉴察我，认识我，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念，我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。你也深知我一切所行的，耶和华啊，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上，这样的姿势是奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
And we just read from verse 1 to verse 6.
这是说到我们在神面前。神对我们的那个照顾。
And this talks about God's caring to us.
那说清楚一点。从外面到里面。
And to put
it, 我们一切的动作都在神的观察和纪念里。
And to put it more clearly, from within, without and to within, all our actions are under God's care.
就引出一个很严肃的事实。
And that brings out something very serious.
就是神啊，我很清楚的知道，我没有办法能逃避。
And which is to say that God, I'm very clear that I cannot run away.
逃避什么？
That I cannot run away.
逃避显明在你的面前。
That run away from what? That's run away from being manifested.
为什么那么严肃？
Why is it so serious?
你往下读，你就看读到一个事实出来。
If you continue to read on, you will read about one thing.
因为神是存在的神。
Because God is omniscient.
这个词在中文来讲，不太容易找到这个合宜的的字来说。不过一般人来说，就是神是。无所不在。
And it's hard to find a term in Chinese to describe it, but people would say that God exists everywhere.
但是我们说无所不在，不能完全表达神的那个实际。
Even if we say that God is omnipresent, we cannot fully express it.
最低限度一件事情。
And at the very least.
神不在罪恶的事情上。
God is not in those matters of.
那弟兄姊妹你就知道了。所以另外一些弟兄们就觉得，不用无所不在，用存在吧，完全的存在，什么地方，神都可以在哪里。
So then some brothers say that we should not describe God as.Being in everywhere, so we'll use the term omnipresent.
文字上这里头就说得很明显的一件事情，我到哪里去躲避你呢？
So the words are very clear. It says, where can we hide? Where can I hide from?
我没办法躲避你。
I cannot hide from you.
我必须要承认。
I have to admit.
我是要学习做一个。清清楚楚明明白白的活在你的面光底下的人。
I have to learn to be someone very clearly to live before your presence.
因为我一切的动作你全都知道了。
Because you know of all my actions.
而不仅是你，我没做出来的你都知道，连我要做还没做的这事情，你都已经拿笔来记在你的车子上。
And not only are the deeds I have done, even the things that I have not done and have not thought about, you already have recorded them.
我还在母腹的时候，你就已经定做我了。
And you have looked at me even if when I was in my mother's womb.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
说了那么许多的话。
And after speaking all these words.
什么意思？
What do they all mean?
神啊，你是真真实实完全公义的审判的主。
And God, you are truly the righteous God who judges.
没有一个人可以在你的监察的里头会躲避得去的。
And no one can hide under your watching.
我们里面的光景对还是不对，完全不给外面我们所表现的来遮盖或者说隐藏。
And our condition within, whether it's right or not, cannot be hidden from what we do without.
但人我们也许可以隐藏。
And maybe we can hide from men.
但是在神的面前，没有一个事情可以漏过神的监察。
But there's nothing that escapes God's watching.
那里提到很多的事情，他提到一件事情很有意思。
And here there are many things that are very meaningful here.
就是我们看一看你就知道。
In parentheses, let's look at.
第七节。
Verse seven.
我往那里去躲避你的灵，往哪里去逃躲？躲避你的面，我若升到天上，你在哪里？我若在阴间下榻，你也在哪里？我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在哪里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜。黑夜也不能遮蔽我，使你不见。黑夜却如白昼发光，黑暗和光明在你看都是一样。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已经覆庇我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙。
We just read from verse 7 to verse 14.
整段的话肯定一个事实。
All these words is to be.
前面说到神呢，他的宝座是建立在公义和平安的根基上。
And earlier the words talked about how God's words is based on His righteousness and peace.
那你说神怎么能维持他的公义和平安
？How does God maintain His justice and peace？
而且这个公义和平安成了他的宝座的根据。
And also the righteousness and peace
就是说
的
神在神本身和神所在的一个地方，没有一些事情是虚假的。
Which is to say, God Himself and where He is, there's nothing false.
那现在我是来到这一位神的面前。
So now I come before such a God.
我肯定的知道，我不能在你面前躲避。
That I am sure that I cannot flee from your presence.
你在我身上所看到的不够叫你喜悦的事物。
Oh, I cannot flee from what you see in me, the things that do not please you.
那么我们都知道。
And we all know this.
一提到这里的时候。
As we mentioned this.
就提到你继续在神的面前往前去。
That you continue on before God.
你这个往前去里头，不再应该不应该再带着有任何黑暗的东西。
And as you continue forward, you should not have anything of the darkness.
都是完完整整的照着神的性情来行走。
is completely according to God's nature that you walk forward.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那为什么是这样？
And why is it like?
因为这些都是在神的不住的鉴察和记录里的里头。
And because these are all under God's continuous watching.
那所以呢，就引出了那一个结论来。
So now it brings to this conclusion.
那个结论是什么呢？
So what is this conclusion?
21节。
Verse 21.
耶和华呀，恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们吗？攻击你的，我不憎嫌他们吗？我切切的恨恶他们。以他们为仇敌。
At verse 21 and 22.
弟兄姊妹，你现在更清楚地看见前面所提到神那个永远的慈爱和那个永远为善那个根基础在哪里。
So now we can see even more clearly what the foundation is, to say that God has everlasting loving kindness.
那不是根据神的自己。
It's not based on God himself.
那是根据神对他所鉴察的一切事物的结果。
But it's based on the result of God's watching over all
things. 正因为是这样的一位将来主持审判的主。
And because of this Lord who will judge all things.
因此我现在在地上活着的时候。
So that's why now when I live on earth,
我必须要维持我在神的面前讨神喜悦的那个实际和那个地位。
I have to maintain a position of trying to please the Lord while I'm on earth.
所以139篇最末了的那一句话。
So the very last verse in Psalm 139.
就指出了一个在主的面前往上行的人，他心里头时刻该有的一个光照。
It points out the enlightenment for a person who is walking ascending before God.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永。不是永生，是永远的道路。
It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there's any hurtful way in me, and lead me into the everlasting way."
弟兄姊妹，你看到了
？But sister, you see this?
当人经过上行的事，来到神的面前，要做一个侍奉神的人，要做一个敬拜神的人，那么他们的学习还要继续的。一步一步地往前去。
So, but sisters, you see that after a person gone through the songs of ascent, that stage, and he wants to serve God and to worship Him, then he still has to continue.
我们记得十六篇的时候就说，神啊，我要把你常摆在我的面前。
And we remember Psalm 16, it says, God, I will place you continually before.
那是一个功课。
That is a lesson.
现在是翻过来。
Now it's turned around.
神啊，我把我自己常摆在你面前。
God, I will place myself continuously before you, that you search me.
你看到我有哪些不在你的心思里
？And you see if there's anything that is not pleasing to you.
你纠正我。
Then you correct me.
我哪一些在你的面前没有合乎你的心意
？And if there's anything that I in me that's not pleasing to
you. 你催促我。
That you will urge me.
如果我里面有一些偏离你的事物
，If I have anything in me that this that departs from you,
矫正我
，Correct me.
我们感谢主
，We thank the Lord.
甚至当你允许一些试炼临到我，来显明我的实在的光景。
And even if you allow for me to go through some tests to manifest my true
condition, 你让我非常清楚地知道，你这样允许难处发生在我的身上，是为着要试验我是不是很准确地向着你。
Let me know very clearly that you allow for these things to happen is for me to see
主啊, 用着你
if I'm correct before
慈爱的手,
use your gracious hand.
用着你无限的怜悯的造就我的手。
And use your hand that will edify me with an infinite mercy.
让我知道我里面的光景在你面前没有什么是留下来是你觉得不满足的。
To let me know my inner condition that I have not reserved anything that I do not do to please you.
让我继续来走这一条接到永远去的路。
And let me continue to walk on this path that connects.
当然，里面是一定透过永远的生命，但是不仅是生命，是生活。生命、生活都在神的光中，来给我们领到合神心意的地步。
So that it's not only everlasting life, but everlasting living. So my life and my living is connected to God's will.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么我们今天晚上就是这样来把这三篇连起来，来看到神让我们继续要学习的那个上相的功课。
So this evening we connected the three psalms to pay attention to the lesson that God wants us to continue to learn.
那我们上礼拜回来的时候，我们还是看三篇。
We will study three psalms next time.
我盼望再过几个星期，我们就可以把这一百五十篇诗篇念完。
We hope that in a few weeks we will have finished all 150 songs.
我们真实的被主带到一个地步，成为一个永远称赞、感谢主、侍奉主的人。
That we're truly brought to a point that we become someone who forever praise God and serve.
那我们也得祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在你没有改变。
Because in you there's no change.
你从前创世以前所定规的事情，如今要做成在我们的身上。
That what you have planned before the foundation of the world, today you will accomplish in us.
你允许我们经过许许多多的困扰。
You allow for us to go through many problems.
你甚至试炼我们，要叫我们在你面前懂得怎样来站在你的一边。来支取你自己的恩惠和丰富。
You even test us so that we will stand on your side and to appropriate your fullness.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship you.
主，你向我们说话。
When you speak to us, Lord.
你把我们心里许许多多的隐秘的光景都照明出来。
That you enlighten all those hidden things in our hearts.
但愿主维持我们常活在你那生命的光中。
Lord, may you keep us to live in the light of your life.
叫我们与你面对面的时候，你满足，我们也喜悦。
So when we see you face to face, you will be satisfied and will be joyous.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.